Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When someone has heart problems, one of the things that the doctor usually tells them is to change their diet. The emphasis is going to be for you to guard what's coming in. Guard what you allow to enter into you. Now, the same is true for our spiritual condition, our relationship with God, you say. We ought to guard what's coming into our lives and can potentially harm our spiritual heart. So take note of these areas. Guard the doctrines that you hear. And the word doctrine means the teaching, the information, the belief system that you are taught. Be discerning. Don't accept everything you hear.
No one in this world is so strong that they have never experienced doubts of some kind. No matter who you are or how good you are at your craft, you've doubted at some point in your life. You've doubted if you're good enough for that company. You've doubted if you did enough on that exam. You may have doubted if you'll make it through the night at some point. And even as Christians, it doesn't make us exempt from the feeling of doubt just because you're a Christian. Doubt will attack you even as a believer. And you'll have to choose if you really believe in the God you say you believe in. Now, when it comes to your relationship with God, doubt is the absence of faith, and equally, faith is the absence of doubt. And I believe that the basis for salvation is faith. Faith to me is the absence of fear. It's the absence of doubt. And this is not to say that you won't feel that emotion. You can feel it, but faith overrides it. Faith overpowers that feeling. So let me try to explain to you why doubt is so dangerous. A doubting person cannot have faith. And when you don't have faith, Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." A doubting person does not please God. Doubt is the sign of a lack of knowledge about who God is. And doubt is the enemy of faith. And so, how do you address this issue of doubt? Well, saints, let me tell you that this is where the Word of God comes in. Our faith must be built upon the Word of God. Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27 says, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell. And great was the fall of it. If you build your life on the words of Jesus Christ, your house will not fall. Your faith, it will not fail. If you
shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Build your faith on Jesus Christ. He is the rock of ages. And when the rains of life come, and when the floods of life come, when the winds blow and beat on you, you will not fall, because you're standing on the rock that is Jesus Christ.
When life puts you through excruciating pain, it can be hard to remain positive. There are many kinds of pain: physical pain, emotional pain, spiritual pain. In these moments, it can be hard to see how your circumstances could possibly turn out for the better, because oftentimes, pain blinds you. And there is no denying that pain is real. There's someone listening right now and they're in pain. There's someone listening right now and they are suffering in some sort of pain. But allow me to encourage you and tell you that the longer you live, the more you come to understand that there will be times where it feels as though God is breaking you, when in actual fact, He is building you. You may look at pain and suffering and heartache and say, "God, where are you?" But perhaps that kind of perspective is wrong, because I firmly believe that God can use pain to shape us, to mold you, to prepare you, and even to build you. Think about the story of Joseph. Joseph was a faithful servant of God, yet was betrayed by his own brothers, sold into slavery, falsely accused, imprisoned, and forgotten. Joseph suffered setback after setback in his life, even though he did nothing wrong. And even though it might have felt like God was breaking him, God was actually building him. God was building his faith, his tenacity, and his strength, so that at the proper time, God might elevate him to a position he never would have thought possible. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." The suffering that we know is temporary as children of God, because in heaven there will be no pain. Where there is loss, there will be restoration. Where there is defeat, there will only be victory. Where there are tears, there will only be joy in God's presence. Do you know what Joseph said in Genesis 50, verse 20? At the end of his trials, Joseph said, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." What would happen if we had that same attitude towards our own suffering? what would happen if we adopted the same mindset in times of tribulation? I find it interesting that Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 5 says, "Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." Rejoicing in suffering does not mean that we enjoy pain. On the contrary, rejoicing in suffering means that we fully understand the size of our troubles. But we must trust that our God is bigger. We know that through our suffering, God is refining our character, teaching us the value of hope, and making us more dependent on Him. None of these things are pleasant in the moment, but they are necessary for our maturity, our growth, and our ultimate joy. Let me tell you this. For those who love God, all things work together for good. All things. That includes the painful things too. What a powerful reminder of God's love for us. There is no such thing as meaningless sorrow. He uses it all for our good. The rest of the world gets discouraged, bitter, and depressed when they encounter suffering. But our hope is in Jesus. Even if this life disappoints us, our faith is in one who has overcome all things. Jesus faced the greatest suffering of all. He allowed Himself to be broken so that we wouldn't have to be. So today, if you're choosing to remain faithful in spite of your pain, you can rest in the truth that through this, Jesus is making you more like Himself.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.